It's a Squirrely Life, written by J.P. Caywood. Narrated by Paddington Black, published by Herrimation. Chapter 1. Freeze! This is a bank robbery! George, a young squirrel wearing a sporty hoodie, puts his hands up with fear in his eyes. Please don't hurt me, George pleads with the robbers. Two younger squirrels with ski masks over their faces point sticks at George. One robber hands him a burlap sack and says, "Gimme all your nuts." George takes the sack and stuffs it full. A young female squirrel, Mary, hugs a baby squirrel to her chest. Unlike George, she's fearless and looks directly at the robbers. "You won't get away with this. Bad guys never win," she says. "Please, Mary, don't make them mad," says George as he hands the sack to the robbers. They take the stash and run away laughing. Mary says to George, "You can't let them get away with this. No one needs to lose a life today," George says. Mary rolls her eyes and hands him the baby. "If you won't stop them, I will." Mary chases the robbers. They look back and see her coming. "Run!" The robbers pick up their pace. One of them slams into a Christmas tree and falls. Mary tackles him and rips off his ski mask. "Hey, I know you," she says. The other robber looks back and trips over a toy on the floor. Mary grabs the sack from him as he pulls off his mask. "No fair, Mary," whines the robber. "Of course, you're faster than us. You're our big sister." Mary laughs and says, "I told you, bad guys never win." She empties the sack. Wooden blocks fall out onto the floor. It was all pretend. They are not in a bank. They're in the living room of a small treehouse. The bank robbers are George and Mary's younger brothers, Chester and Lester. "Okay, I'm the banker now," Chester squeals. "George, you be the bad guy this time." George scratches his head and says, I'm not sure I'd be good at that." Their grandmother, Greta, appears behind George with the help of a walker. "I'm not sure how good you are at a lot of things," Greta says to George. He turns around to find her right behind him. "Ah!" he shrieks, surprised that she's so close. Mary sticks up for George. "Leave him alone, Granny. We were just having a little fun." "George, you're late. You know I need your help at the bank again today," Greta says. She bites into an apple loudly, leaving only the core. She tosses it on the floor and asks George to pick it up for her. George hands the baby squirrel to Mary, who sighs and passes the baby to Greta. "I'd love to play more," George says to Chester and Lester, "but I have to go to work to protect the real bank. Let the countdown to Christmas begin." "We'll be ready in time," Mary says. "Can I help at the bank, Granny?" "George will help me," Greta says to Mary. "You can watch your brothers." Mary tries to explain that she wants to help at the bank, but George says, "Thanks, sis, I've got it covered." "You can't run a bank dressed like that," Greta says. "Where's that cute tie I bought you?" George groans. "I don't think the customers mind a more casual vibe." Granny yells at George to put the tie on. He quickly takes off his hoodie and put on a velvet jacket and tie. His granny smiles. "That's better. Now kiss your family goodbye. I'll catch up with you later." George cringes as he gives Greta a kiss. He fist bumps Chester and Lester and then kisses the baby. The baby spits up on his jacket. He moans while Mary, Greta, Chester and Lester laugh. George quickly changes into another jacket and leaves for work. "Wait, George, don't forget this." Greta hands George a ledger book with all the bank's transactions. She tells him to be very careful with it. He promises to protect it. George walks out into the busy city of Oak Creek. Animals hustle through the trees. Squirrels, birds, ants, chipmunks, rabbits, and mice. Two squirrels coming from different directions crash into each other, causing a line of squirrels waiting to climb down the tree. George moans. "Looks like a 30-squirrel pile up. I think I'll take the track." Moments later, George joins a group of animals on a subway-like platform. A badger pulls the long plank through the tree trunk, down into an underground tunnel. A rat next to George whips his tail around as he holds a pair of seashells up to his ears like headphones. His tail hits George in the face. George patiently moves it aside, but it whips him again. He politely endures the non-stop whipping to the beat of the rat's music. The platform bursts out of the ground and onto grass. It stops, and George jumps off. New animals jump on. George steps out onto Main Street. He passes an Oak Creek sign that marks the town center. Tall trees protect.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?